Ralphie Radio Show. We are recap of the week that was with Life and Style Weekly. Events editor Juliette Eason joining me right now on the RRS. Adam Levine making a whole bunch of headlines. Of course, Maroon 5's had a pretty good year with their track Moves Like Jagger. Adam Levine was on the big track Stereo Hearts as well with Gym Class Heroes. And this past week was on the Victoria's Secret fashion show. Matter of fact, Juliette, Adam used to date a supermodel. Who did he cheat on this supermodel with, though?
This is what's so insane, because his girlfriend, Anne V, is probably one of the most beautiful women in the world. But Adam was in Baltimore in October and actually cheated on her with a bartender named Mietra Chaubert, who, she's a pretty girl, but she's no supermodel. So it looks like every man in the music business continues to still be a dog.
Oh. Here we go. Trashing the whole male species because Adam Levine just can't keep it in his pants. Listen, I'm not going to try to defend Adam here, but I'm a little surprised. Well, I can't say that I'm surprised, but it's disheartening when you're, you know, you got a guy like Adam who, you know, could have any woman he wants and has one of the most beautiful women. And then he goes, and no offense to any of the bartenders, but like really a bartender, dude, come on.
I know. Well, and he got found out because she posted pictures on Facebook.
Oh, the worst. But see, that's why you don't cheat on your supermodel girlfriend with a bartender, because of course she's going to put it on Facebook. Come on.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness. All right. We're talking with Life and Style Weekly's Juliette Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt really haven't seen each other or run into each other too often over the years at various public events, but it was actually on their own schedules where they almost crossed paths, Juliette.
This was actually the third time since they split in 2005 that they'd been at the same place at the same time. And when you think about it, that's not very often considering both of them are in LA and in New York a lot. This last near run-in happened at the Arclight Cinemas in Hollywood on November 25th. Jen was there with Justin. They were on a movie date. Brad was on daddy duty. He had the oldest of his six kids with him, and they literally missed each other by minutes. If Jen and Justin had stopped to get popcorn rather than head straight into the theater, they absolutely would have collided right outside.
That is cray.
It's insane. And there's always celebrities galore at that Arclight in Hollywood. So I think the next time I'm in LA, I'm just gonna camp out there for about 2 days.
Find a movie to see and make sure to grab some popcorn with extra butter on it, Juliette, of course.
Exactly.
All right, wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Juliette Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Speaking of food, of course, I'm sure everyone pigged out last week with Thanksgiving. Maybe Kim Kardashian did, maybe she didn't, but regardless, she's not doing it with any boy toy, huh?
She is alone for the holidays. Aww. She was alone for Thanksgiving. I mean, she was with her family, but she's surrounded by lots of couples in love, and she was planning on actually hosting Thanksgiving this year as her first Thanksgiving as Chris's wife. She was going to invite his family over, and she was going to show everyone how she could be a homemaker. Obviously, that plan fell through spectacularly. And she's going to be alone for Christmas, too. This was definitely not the way she saw things happening. And she's already said that she really hopes that 2012 is just a much better year than 2011 was.
Juliette, as much as I was, like, saying, aw, poor Kim, blah, 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 I'm not, like, sad at all. Like, I don't feel bad for her the least bit. I'm sorry. Like, you play with fire, you're going to get burned. You get married for a TV show. What do you expect? You know,
exactly.
Come on. Unbelievable.
Well, hey, she's got a healthy cushion of $5 million to fall back on.
And that, too. Excellent point. Excellent point. And we'll wrap on that. Of course, you can read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Events editor Juliette Eason. Hey, have a great weekend.
You, too.